brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're talking to Alyssa in Ohio. David J. Smith coming up in the next segment. Talk about a lot of key issues. Stay with us for that. Wayne Mattson's been harassed by the federales for exposing the D.C. Madam situation. We'll have him popping in later. A lot more. She was asking, you know, if we're surmising that they took control of the aircraft by remote control, then what do they do with the other passengers? I believe that it was the aircraft. I believe that the passengers were on board. And I believe, because of what I've been told from inside sources and what some of the real phone calls from air phones said, not the fake calls 30,000 feet from regular cell phones are impossible, that I can't breathe, there's some kind of gas in the cabin, there's a smoke, help me. You know, there were several calls saying that. And hundreds of other points and data. You know, when you study something for years, pour over it, study other operations, look at what they've done, look at their technologies, how the computers, quote, malfunctioned on a day with 85% plus bookings on the flights, but on the East Coast, but these flights were all at exactly 22% booking, and then how the hijackers' names weren't on the manifest and later were, and all the planting of evidence and their bags getting stuck at the airport and leaving their cars parked with all these admissions in it and the passport floating down magically out of the sky when the black boxes were destroyed. Then the firefighters saying they found the black boxes, were ordered to turn them in and shut up. I mean, on and on and on. But we know they're lying about the official story. We have the pieces, so we know they did it. The question is, I mean, we can say, why did Building 7 blow up? You know, at 5:25 in the afternoon, 8 hours later, after the others fell. It was Flight 93 that went down into Shanksville, was it going there? Was it going to be the next, you know, the third building to be hit? All built as a media spectacle. As the first plane hits, everybody tunes in. Second plane hits, the whole world tunes in. Third plane hits, you know, pandemonium. Three's the charm. Did the Happy Hooligans out of North Dakota, stationed in Virginia for the drill, did they not follow orders and shoot it down? We were told that. We know there was an award ceremony, a lot of evidence there. We even know the name of the pilot. Did that stop that plane from going to 7, or was it really going to the Capitol, where they ordered stand down by the air defenses? Would they really have had martial law to hit the Capitol? I don't know. But we know they're lying. That's the point. We know if we go look at their story, we can then prove it's all a lie, and then they're covering up, and then they have the motive, then they stage other attacks before they admit they've staged, and then you add in all the other evidence, and then you know it's them as an investigator. Does that answer your question?
Yes, I believe that they did it. Don't get me wrong. It was, that was just something that had caught my attention, and I was like, wow, you know, what kind of things does it take to, you know, do something like that? I mean, what kind of technology, and what did they do with those poor people? But I believe, you know, that it happened the way it did.
Well, Joe Kennedy Jr. in 1943 was flying in a P-38 Lightning, I believe, in a chase plane behind a B-17 drone cruise missile.
Mm-hmm.
They loaded the B-17 full of explosives. You can go look up the case on Wikipedia if you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he died in secret mission. They just declassified it about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And he was chasing it, remote controlling it. The Germans mm-hmm. weren't the only ones. It's just that he had to stay within a few miles of it, and the German Focke-Wulfs and Messerschmitts came up and got him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was flying behind an attack drone then. They had remote control in 1943. And they were landing jumbo jets and having them fly across the world from Los Angeles to Australia 30 years ago. I mean, they fly the space shuttle in by remote control. They fly cruise missiles through people's windows. You ever seen the video from the cruise missiles radioing it back where they fly through the window or down the chimney?
Right. I've seen stuff like that, and it's just it upsets me. I'm so angry that this is all that's going on. And I was listening to you earlier.
Stay there. I'm going to finish up with you, David J. Smith. Coming up, stay with us.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Pastor David J. Smith, decades and decades fighting the New World Order, been publishing Newswatch magazine since the early 80s. I've got him here to talk about the clergy response teams, preparing everyone for martial law, how to go to the FEMA camps. That's not me saying that. That's mainstream news. Smiling and saying to go to the camps. Oh, it's so wonderful. We'll also talk about the intimidation, the attacks on free speech. What he thinks of what's happening with the staged election, and so much more. But going back to Alyssa in Ohio, you had a point you wanted to finish.
I just wanted to say that as you were saying earlier, I am so hurt and just so devastated as to where our nation is going. And I do, as you do sometimes, and when I'm driving home or I'm going somewhere, and I just look out of my sunroof of my car, and I'll just think about how beautiful the earth is and our children and the animals and how it's just going to all be destroyed. And I just hope and pray that God will bless us. We will, some of us fighters out here, because I am trying to fight with you guys against the New World Order. I am trying to wake up people. I talk to my family, my friends, people at my job. And I just hope that the Lord blesses us, that we can come together and that we can defeat them before anything else happens. Or, I mean, they've done as worse, to us as, they can do, with the vaccinations and, the water, the fluoride, I mean, just everything. And
it's unspeakable how many fronts they're hitting us on. God bless you, and I appreciate you calling us. In fact, we'll continue with calls later in this hour, and he'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. I'm trying to get the young pastor on who's getting his second degree at a East Texas Bible school there outside Mount Vernon, where he told a group of Boy Scouts, he works in the office part-time, he has to give them tours about how they need to defend the Bill of Rights, Constitution, same thing he was taught in Boy Scouts. Pretty mild stuff. Homeland Security showed up, said that is inciting people to terrorism. You can't teach the Bill of Rights. Next time you'll be arrested. Now, that would be hard to believe if I didn't have footage in Road to Tyranny out of their own squad car. Now, the state police at a checkpoint, and Abby Newman pulls up, and you see all these cars lined up, and you can see the camera from the squad car, a couple other squad cars in front of it, and it's just a random checkpoint in the middle of nowhere. So there's only about four cars ahead of her, and they come over to the car, and they say, we want to search your car. And she's, we want to, tell us who you are. And she said, listen, this is a random checkpoint. You don't have probable cause. And they said, get out of the car. So she gets out. She doesn't resist. They charge her with resisting. And she was found not guilty for that by a jury because of their squad car video. But, again, resisting is not following their orders now. They throw felonies on you for that. No conscience. Then they get in the back, and they find a Patriot Games VHS video. She likes Harrison Ford. She's a married, retired, out of the Navy lady. She's going into town for canning supplies, as I said, very Al-Qaeda-ish. And she's there, and they get in the back of the car, and they go, my gosh, look at all this paraphernalia. And they goes, what is it? And he goes, Patriot Games? Well, that's a movie. Alex Jones, Police State 2000. Wait a minute, what's this? Pocket Constitution, is that legal? Is that illegal? And they start going, I don't know if you're allowed to have a Constitution. Folks, it's on video. It's on video. It's so amazing to a normal person or someone who has any education or knows. I mean, they've sworn oaths to it. Then we have FEMA in Kansas City saying the founding fathers are terrorists. The FBI training manual saying, and then flyers to police, call the police if somebody's got a UN bumper sticker. Get us out of the UN. Go ahead and arrest them. That's in law enforcement magazines. And a lot of cops listening, you've been exposed to this. I mean, this is incredible. So I wanted to bring Pastor David J. Smith up about this because now, 2 years ago, we had a pastor in Pennsylvania, then one in Ohio. Pastor Butch Paul here on the network covered it. We brought it out to a big audience here, but he broke it. We got the documents. We posted them. Butch broke it. We got the documents. Give him credit where credit's due. We put the documents up with the blacked-out name of the preacher. They still knew who it was and went after him and threatened him. He has a big church. Kicked him out of the hospital where for free he went and was a chaplain for those dying. And they told him, we're going to train folks to start turning their guns, have their children taken, go to camps, go to labor camps. And we put the documents up and people didn't believe it. Then a year plus later, local news and other news outlets, NBC and others reported, but they said it was good. People say, well, you report mainstream media. They're a bunch of liars. Why are you quoting them? No. Most of the time they tell the truth. They just put a spin on it that it's good. And they said, martial law is good. And they have the pastor going, do what the government says. And we now bring you to Pastor David J. Smith to talk about that. Romans 13, all of it. Pastor, thank you for coming on with us.
It's my pleasure, Alex.
Just tell us a little bit about yourself first, Newswatch Magazine, the website, everything you do a little bit, and then get into your take on what's happening.
Okay, we started Newswatch Magazine in August of 1980. That was the first issue. We've published ever since. And we watch world news in the light of Bible prophecy. We talk about a lot of the same things that you do, except we give scripture from the Bible showing how this is rising and how it's going to affect us, whom it's going to affect. And so anyway, we've done this for years. We were on radio from 1982 all the way through till about 4 years ago. And now we have television programs that we rotate all across the country, and we're on DirecTV Central Standard Time on Channel 367 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night at 11 p.m. And we talk about the same things. Now, for those who are listening to your program and who have not responded before, this is a one-time offer. We would offer you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. All they would have to do would be to call our toll-free number, 800-516-8736. Okay, now, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want your take on the 26,000 preachers recruited to train their flocks to go to FEMA camps, turn their guns in. I mean, this is so diametrically opposed to our republic. Basically, the points I was making before I went to you in the last minute or two.
Okay, basically, we were founded as a Christian nation. And those in the liberal media, they will try to deny it till the cows come home, but they can't do it. It's in all the documents that we have. Every single state within the United States, all of the preambles, all of the constitutions, all of our forefathers said that this is a Christian nation. Therefore, we were founded upon Christian beliefs, better known as the Ten Commandments. They gave us a Bill of Rights because they saw what was happening in Europe. There was a church and state combination, and the state would follow the direction of the church. And anyone who did not agree with what was going on, then they were persecuted. Our government wanted to make sure that we had that no church, single church organization would gain control and be able to have that massive power. They also saw that in every case, they would always disarm the people, and therefore they had no way to stand up for their rights. That's why they put the Second Amendment to the Constitution. The First Amendment, the freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and so on, because they had no redress of their grievances before kings. And so our entire Constitution was built for what was going on at that time, and the way that they were going to sever those relationships with Europe and create a free society. Now, unfortunately, our Constitution was written in such a way that a Mr. Charles Merriman, back in the 1930s, was hired by Franklin Delano Roosevelt to change the Constitution to a democracy. And he said that our Constitution was loosely written and they could create court cases to interpret it, and they would change it to a socialized government. And that's exactly what's happened. Now, every socialized government, when you read Marxism and Leninism and so on, you'll find that their first step is socialism. And in order to go on to the communist man, you have to go and create a dictatorship. Eliminate the weak people, the resistors, and then supposedly the state will wither away over a period of time. Now, that's nothing but a hoax. There has not been one single communist country, and communism was founded by the international bankers who are wanting to set up a one-world economic system, no coins, no cash, no checks, only a mark or a chip so that you can run it across a scanner and they can control you that way.
And by the way, if people aren't Christians and don't believe this, it doesn't matter, because they're announcing they're going to face scan everybody when you buy and sell to stop people from, quote, buying cigarettes and beer. See, that's their excuse. The cashless grid is going in, whether you deny it or not, folks, it's happening.
That's right. And they always come up with a logical reason that is acceptable by people as to why they're implementing a program, but they always carry it the second and the third step until finally they reach the conclusion they want, a more solid police state. And that's what's happening with this young man and all of these ministers. They've been visited. They've been talked to about telling the people that they should obey the government at all costs. Well, that's not what he says in Romans 13. Romans 13 of the Bible does say that you should get along and you should follow the laws of the nation as long as those laws don't violate God's laws, or as long as they're not usurpers of the legitimate government, then you are to obey it. Our legitimate government is a constitutional republic.
Stay there. I want to come back after the break with David J. Smith and get into this and get more into Romans 13.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
The mess up that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks to rush up inside of you. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on
Pastor David J. Smith continues. I mean, the whole Bible, and even people who aren't Christians out there, they need to understand that the government is going, taking over the churches, using religion, using Christians, but not just Christianity. They're infiltrating all the major religions and telling them, worship the government, do what they say, turn your guns in. We have the documents. It's now been in the news. it's so diabolical, and they tell him, render unto Caesar, when all of the disciples were killed for not following orders, when Jesus went into the money changers, when he wouldn't bow to government, when the prophets were always rebuking the government, and then they twist it and say, no, you've got to worship the government, all authorities of God. Well, wait a minute then, so the founding fathers were bad fighting England, or we were bad to fight Hitler because Hitler was authority, so he was of God? It is so sick. And then now, Pastor David J. Smith, the on the face of it, the tyranny of the government having a relationship secretly with the pastors, I mean, that's right out of the Soviet Union.
It absolutely is, and not only that, there's a lot more in depth to this, and I don't know sometimes whether to even bring it up or not, but I guess if we're looking for truth, we better say it. Jesuit universities, there are Jesuits who, that's the Society of Jesus, and from the Catholic Church, they go out into organizations, even though they're priests, they dress just like the average person, infiltrate organizations, the Knights of Malta, and their goal is to bring everybody in the world back to the Catholic Church. There's 24 organizations minimum working inside the United Nations to bring about a one-world religion. In Clayton, Missouri, there's a United Nations library, and when I lived in St. Louis, I went to it, and in one of the books by Dag Hammarskjöld, he said that the head of the United Nations would be the political pontiff for the world when they established their world government. But then there would be a religious pontiff of Rome. And so once again, church and state together. And so they're trying to bring a ecumenical movement here of all churches, and a part of it is this going in and talking with the pastors, telling them that guns are bad, they're evil, they should be willing to turn them in. And all of this is from a program, a written paper by Major Peters, it was called Warrior Class. He said that patriots and those who would hold out for nationalism, who believed in God and the Bible, were now to be considered an enemy doctrine. And therefore, anybody that holds out and wants America to remain free and outside the New World Order, anybody that wants to have a free reign of Christianity in America, they are the enemies. Any patriot is the enemy. Now, our government may not come out and say that, but they've shown it by court cases. We know they have these prison camps. Rex 84, under the Ronald Reagan administration, built them.
Now it's in the Houston Chronicle. Now it's admitted all over the news.
Right. And in 19, I forget what year it was, but anyway, there was a court case in Houston, Texas, and a man sued the government because of this Rex 84 program, and the court said, you haven't been imprisoned and nobody else has, and you haven't been harmed by it, so we're going to throw your case out of court. They did say in a note, in a footnote at the end of it, you have proven your case that there are civilian prison camps built in America. But since you haven't been harmed, then your case is dismissed.
That's right. You don't have standing.
That's right.
But going back, you know, that was then, this is now, it's all admitted. I mean, if you read PD 51 or you read the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, it says the president's a dictator. That means Hillary, Obama, McCain, whoever's coming, Bush. They're just puppets. People need to understand it's not just about the personality. It moves on. And it says it's for insurrection. It's to fight the American people. I want you to talk about that when we get back. And I want to hear more about these Jesuits.
Okay.
On the other side with Pastor David J. Smith, just an amazing researcher. And we'll talk about, since he brings this up, Tony Blair converting to Catholicism to be the new EU head. We'll be right back.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I say big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing.
We're about to go back to Pastor David J. Smith here in just a moment. We're going to be opening the phones up later in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. I know Dave and Mike and Andrew and others have been holding. We'll go to you first. 1-800-259-9231. You can call in on any subject. David J. Smith, as he said, does live TV programs, tape TV programs, radio shows for years. He knows about every subject. A news hound just like myself. He's been out there since 1980 fighting the New World Order or longer, 28 plus years. So we're very, very honored to have him with us. We're going to go back to him in just a moment. Don't forget that not only am I a documentary filmmaker, not only do my documentary films wake people up like none others we've seen out there, your purchase of the books and videos at our secure online video and bookstore online at InfoWars.com makes what we do here possible. And I'm here working hard for you Monday through Friday for 4 hours from 11 to 2 p.m. Central, 11 to 3 p.m. Central. We just expanded the show about a month ago. And I come in on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. with a special end-of-week, start-of-week final edition. So you can always join me for the final edition Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. As well, not just the weekday show. And So please go to Infowars.com. I mean, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement is an incredible film. And it's shot in high definition. It's so well done. The history of the New World Order, who they are, how they operate, what their master plan is, what they're doing. None of it's rumor. It's all documented fact. You need to have this 2-hour, 20-minute film, 40 minutes of extras. So it's a 3 hours on one disc. American Drug War, exposing how the government ships the drugs in. And Hollywood advertises how they're cool, so the kids use them, and they throw you in prison for using their drugs. We've got that for $24.95. It has 3 hours of extras on it. So that's 5 hours for $24.95. And it is just got a buzz all over the country right now. I consulted on it. I'm in the extras. And American Drug War, of course, is something that everybody needs to see. You may know they ship the drugs in. You may know the war on drugs is a fraud. You may know it's problem, reaction, solution. Your neighbors, your police chief, your pastor, your cousins, your boss, your employees, people in the community, they don't know. So get American Drug War. It's not even out on DVD yet, but I had a deal as consultant to be able to have it before it even came out. You can get it one place, Infowars.com. And you can get it for $5 cheaper than it's going to be selling for. It's going to be selling for $29.95. We've got it $24.95 at Infowars.com. We've got Washington, You're Fired by William Lewis, new video. We've got Seeds of Deception, two DVD films, audio CD for $19.95. So two films and a whole CD of information on the poison GMO food that is hurting so many of us. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139, or you can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget, all 18 of my films are online in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv for members, and PrisonPlanet.tv members get the fourth hour that simulcast as a television show with the guest cam, the cam on me, the document cam, exclusive videos. We're going to stream sections of my new film, 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. We're going to stream that here first before it's even posted for the main audience at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to be streaming excerpts of that to give you an idea of why you want to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And with the added capital and support, we will get a bigger office, more employees. I'm doing what David J. Smith's doing. I'm going to start a TV show on cable, on the dish. But it takes capital to do that, so support us by buying the videos and books. And then make copies of my videos, get them out to people, Infowars.com. Going back to Pastor David J. Smith, is going to be with us to the bottom of the next hour, maybe longer. Got some other guests popping in later, too. Continuing, sir, because I have always exposed the Jesuits. I've had Tex Mars on. I've had a bunch of other guests on over the years. And then some people have erroneously claimed that I don't talk about the Catholic Church. They've erroneously claimed because there's a black guy named Alex Jones. That's what got him started on it. First they said I was a Jesuit because they heard there was a Jesuit named Alex Jones. And then once they'd already accused me, they couldn't say they were wrong. And that's how the whole thing started about 10 years ago, was there's a black guy who's a Jesuit named Alex Jones. Doesn't matter. I'm not a black guy. I'm not 50-something years old, but doesn't matter. I'm guilty. And my whole family's Protestants and famous Protestants in Texas who raised Colonel Travis's son. But I want you to know, say whatever you want about the Jesuits. I have to constantly talk about it. Blair kicks off campaign to become EU president. London Guardian, this was back on January, and it said that what we predicted when he converted about 8 months ago to Catholicism, we said, watch, he's going to be the new EU president, because you're right. Rome says that is their political arm. And Ratzinger, of course, Hitler Youth, calling for a world government. But the problem is, I don't hate Catholics, and then I don't exaggerate and lie about your common Catholics. And so, the big thing is this egomaniac sent me an email. I just got a similar one from somebody else saying, you're going to interview me or I'm going to expose you. And if I get a threat like that, I go, well, I'd like to interview you, but a guy just like yesterday said, you will interview me. I know more than you. I've been around longer than you. You will interview me, or I am going to talk bad about you. Not knock yourself out. Go ahead, maniacs. But you are real. You're a real researcher. You bring out what you can prove. And I agree, the Jesuits are right at the top of the New World Order. Tell us about them.
Well, Bill Clinton said that his mentor was the late Professor Carol Quigley of Georgetown University, which is a Jesuit university. He wrote a huge, huge book, Tragedy and Hope. And in there, he said that he was an insider for 25 years. He saw their books. He knew their plan, what their purpose was. And he said the entire world was going to be controlled from your birth to your death. Everything was going to be controlled. Well, this is nothing but pure socialism, and then you want to throw in a little fascism because of the corporate structure that's going to be with this new world order. And so, but the thing is, the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus, they and the Knights of Malta all have sworn allegiance that they are trying to get every sand of grain, a piece of sand on earth, all land masses and the people that inhabit them, to turn back to the Catholic Church. And the present Pope actually stated, and all of us know it if we watch the news, and he said that the Protestants and anybody that was not a Catholic was defective in doctrine and needed to come back to them. Well, that's a problem for me because I believe he's the defect and not the Bible, and that's what we go by. And so the Society of Jesus is working in secret. They go out and infiltrate all types of businesses, organizations, universities, and so on, and even churches, in order to bring them back to the Catholic Church. They try to undermine the virgin birth of Jesus. They try to undermine all biblical principles and say that they're not true. Well, of course, once they've undermined it and they finally turn people back to the Vatican for a religion, it becomes very easy because when you look back in history, and I've studied it well, you go back into history and you start in 321 A.D., and you find that the Roman Empire began to change everything in the Bible. And then when the Pope became the official, he was called the Pope for the first time in 610 A.D. And then in a few years earlier, 554, he crowned one of the kings, Charlemagne, I believe, and then it became the Holy Roman Empire.
Yeah, the Roman Empire switched into a religious empire.
Right, and but the thing is, they, in order to convert everybody, they just let them have all of their pagan practices and then call them by Christian names. They let them continue to worship their idols, their gods and goddesses.
Well, that's right. During World War II, Catholic churches would get bombed, and under the main altar, there'd be a Druidic sacrificial altar.
It's really wild.
Yeah, they built them on all the original sacrificial ley lines and sites and where Druidic temples had been.
Right.
Now I want to get into the whole political system with this. I mean, at the very top of the New World Order, because we know David Rockefeller and the UN as well are pushing the World Council and National Council of Churches, and they're saying you can have any religion you want, just don't criticize any others. And Oprah wants to start a church that's all New Agey, and they claim it's this new enlightenment, but you can't criticize other religions because that's hurtful and that's the cause of war. And we've got Walter Cronkite saying that he gets his orders from Satan, making a joke, and then calling for world government. I mean, I know that they are, quote, into the occult, and I don't debate that the Catholic Church calls for a world government, Ratzinger and the guy before him, Pope John Paul II, calling for it and saying all religions are the same, and these giant things in Rome at the main Vatican City with hundreds of religious leaders, druids, you name it, shaman, all saying it's the same God. I mean, I don't know how any Catholic could not read the Bible and say that is, you know. So I'm not debating when it became evil or how it's evil, or we just know that it certainly is part of the New World Order. Would you say at the very top, I mean, for me, at the very top of the pyramid, it is this Luciferianism, this mystery religion going back to Egypt, and then they control all the other major groups. I mean, it's not even a debate then who runs it, because we know it's part of it. But I want you to be able to elaborate. Do you believe that the Roman Church is at the penultimate tip of the pyramid?
I believe that they are on the religious aspect, the top of the pyramid. Now, when you stop and look back, when the Illuminati, which means illuminated ones, and they believe that they got their illumination from Lucifer, who rebelled against God and became Satan. Albert Pike had an ongoing discussion with Lemai, who took over as second in after the death of Adam Weishaupt of the Illuminati. They wanted Pike wanted to call him Lucifer, while Lemai wanted to call him Satan. And so they finally decided upon Lucifer, and they said, we of the higher degrees must maintain the pure doctrine of Lucifer. But we can say to those in the 32nd, 31st, 30th degrees known down that we believe in a God. Just don't tell them which one. And therefore...
And by the way, I want Masons tuning in to know, we're not saying you're individually bad, you're deceived. This is why there's symbols of the pyramid, meaning compartmentalization. You don't know. See, you think the G and the compass is for God. You find out when you're 33rd degree that it is Lucifer, and Albert Pike wrote books, Manly P. Hall, your top Masons, whose pictures hang in your halls, they wrote books. So it's not us saying it, it's your grandmasters. Go ahead.
That's right. And the point I started to make was, you go back to Adam Weishaupt. He taught at a Jesuit university, Ingolstadt University in Bavaria, Germany. He became, he said, disillusioned. And he left the Catholic Church and founded the Illuminati. And yet there were many, many religious people and even ministers and so on, priests, that were a part of the Illuminati. On his deathbed, he recanted and said, I'm really Catholic. So is this whole thing that he's created that has come down to us today and they're about to take the world right now, is it really the Jesuits in secret? And there are many other people that don't realize that they're being used in other secret societies like Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove and so on.
Well, we know that the money came from the British East India Company, but the charter, and this is in their own admissions, came from Bavaria, Germany for 1832.
Yep. And we know that the Rothschilds and other international bankers financed all of this to get it started.
So how do the Hebrews tie into this then?
Well, see, you've got two different items here. Number one, there were 12 tribes of Israel, and the northern 10 tribes of Israel split away from the tribe of Judah and Benjamin because Solomon's son Rehoboam would not give them relief from taxation. So they rebelled, and they became a separate nation from Judah. That's found in 1 Kings chapter 11 and 12. King Sennacherib of Assyria came down in 721 to 718 B.C. and captured the northern 10 tribes and sifted them through the nation. They lost track of who they were. So that left only Judah. They were captured by the Babylonian Empire, King Nebuchadnezzar. He sent them back only so that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, could be born through them. Then in 70 A.D., Jerusalem was destroyed, and they were scattered. But then, I have a set of Jewish encyclopedias, and it says under the term Khazar, that in 740 A.D., a group of people from Turkish extract adopted the religion of Judaism. They're not from the tribe of Judah. They could not technically be called Jews. But they do. They're the house of Rothschilds. They are descended from Esau, who took the birthright, who Jacob took the birthright away from him. So here is a group of people hiding behind the cloak of being a Jew, but they're from Turkey, not the tribe of Judah. And they're trying to regain the wealth of the world that was given to Jacob.
Well, I've read their own documents, and that's what they believe. So you're only saying what they're saying. Just amazing. Now, getting back to the on-the-ground manifestation of this, preachers call me all the time. I get little news articles here and there, but most of them are afraid to come on. But, again, we have the documents. It's admitted. It's been on the news. I mean, how does a preacher get approached by the government? Hey, we want you to tell your flock to submit to government and go to FEMA camps, and when there's an emergency, tell them to go to the sports stadium and turn their guns in. And then FEMA just leased in Des Moines, Iowa, a huge the huge stockyards, the cattle yards, and they admitted for putting people in it. I mean, it's a bad Twilight Zone episode.
Right, and I don't understand why any minister who's worth his salt would stand up. Well, you know, really, you got to take a break?
Yeah, we do. Stay there. I want to come back and talk more about Romans 13, because I've had police tell me, they go, it is of the Lord, do whatever I say. But if that was the case, we'd have had no founding fathers. I mean, why did Jesus then not follow the government's orders? I mean, it's just made up. But we have a pastor on with us. David J. Smith has a national television program as well, three times a week. We'll be talking to him in just a moment.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Look, we know there's a New World Order. We know that every major organization is controlled by the New World Order. All the big institutions. We know that now. Let's move on to fighting their program, standing up against it, resisting it. David J. Smith, you were making a point.
In Romans 13, it basically states that we are to obey the law unless it requires us to violate God's law. Now, plus basically, our forefathers gave us a republican form of government, a constitution and a bill of rights to protect us from tyranny. It was supposed to be our representatives in Washington that would balance the executive department and then the judiciary. They would balance each other. But when the president of the United States and previous presidents have packed the courts with liberals, and they always interpret the law instead of become a strict constitutionalist, then they're the traitors, not the average American person. And so they're the ones that should be held accountable.
But and I want to be clear here. On its face, it is so asinine to say, worship all authority, do whatever it says, it's all of God. And I have a bunch of preachers on national TV I can play clips of, going off their government talking points. I mean, all authority, that means Pol Pot, that means Vlad the Impaler, that means Adolf Hitler, that means Mao Zedong, that means just everybody. That means King George III. I mean, that's to say, then they say our Congress should do it. The president says, because he's of God, but wait, they're co-equal in authority. I mean, it is such a, and I've read all of that chapter. They just take Romans 13 out of context, but balanced against the rest of the Bible, the whole Bible, Old and New Testament, is about standing up against tyranny and being thrown in the lion's den or in a furnace or being crucified upside down or having your eyeballs poked out or being burned at the stake. But no, they say no, it's about doing what you're told.
No, that means that you have nothing but sheep that are led to the slaughter, when it should not be that way. Now, I don't necessarily advocate taking up guns and go around shooting people that are a part of the government, that kind of thing.
No, only in defense. If they're putting you on FEMA trailers, you got to do. You can't let them take your children.
Well, yeah, right.
No, I mean, that's it. And
yep.
don't worry, folks that want to fight, that's coming soon. So you've been shooting your mouths off. You're probably going to get what you want real soon.
That's right. But the government of the United States right now, George Bush, has set himself up as a dictator. Otherwise, how can you create a North American union and merge three countries together when not the Congress nor we the people have voted upon it?
Great point. Flesh that point out. That is so huge. That Congress isn't even allowed to see the agreements. Congress can't see the Homeland Security, PDDD 51, continuity of government. I mean, this is, we're seeing dictatorship.
Well, that's what it basically is boiled down to, and nobody in Congress has the courage to stand up to him and say, either we see with our own eyes these documents, or we're going to start impeachment. They won't do it. They don't have the courage to. And if they'd have done that, just like they did Bill Clinton, because George Bush, in my opinion, has done more to harm the United States since he's gone into office than Bill Clinton did.
But you think somebody even worse is on their way. We'll talk about your take on Barack Obama on the other side. I know you wanted to mention that. Also, your phone calls will be with us for another 30 minutes. 1-800-259-9231.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.